Beloved congregants, look around you and see who came to worship today and give them a big hug, air hug to them. Let them know, I didn't forget you, I love you. Let us pray the congregational prayer. God of love and mercy, open our hearts to your presence as we worship you this day. Whether our prayers are filled with celebration or with loud cries and tears, remind us that you are the source of our eternal salvation. Give us the strength to respond faithfully to your transforming love, that the joy of your salvation might shine in and through us all. Wipe away our wrongdoing, clean our hearts, and make us more perfect. For it is in your perfect love that we are drawn more fully into your image. In the name of the glorified Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us bow our head. Dear Father, thank you for leading us in this Lenten journey. Even though we sometimes feel that part of our journey is obscured by our own greed and fear, write your words on our hearts, merciful God. Plant your transforming love in our spirits. Give us courage as we have gathered this day to bring before you our concerns, our joys, and our sorrows. Give us hearts of peace and confidence in your all-sustaining presence. Help us to set our feet on this pathway toward the cross and beyond. Gracious God, we are so grateful that we are back at church to worship today. We want to glorify your name through whether we worship in person at church or online at home. Together, we thank you for your protection and provision over our church members during this difficult time of the pandemic. Lord, continue to bless our church members wherever they are with your love and grace until the pandemic is over. Loving Lord, we are grieving for those who were killed by gun shooting on Tuesday in Atlanta. We extend the prayers of sympathy to all the victims' families and their communities. Lord, pour out your comfort and peace not only to the families of those who lost their loved ones, but also to all the people in our nation who are constantly afflicted and mourning by these hate crimes. Merciful God, when can we overcome racism? O Lord, show mercy so that hate and division can disappear in this country soon, and help us respect one another and embrace each other's differences with unity and joy, peace and love. Help us put an end to the sin of racism in our generation so that we do not pass on this unfortunate reality to our next generation. Now, we lift up names of those who need your constant healing grace. Sandy Stenaitis, who was hospitalized due to her physical weaknesses. Lord, help her to recover quickly and gain her strength so that she can return home as soon as possible. We also lift up Honestine Doddle, Marge Wilson, Ann Hopper, Don Younger, Deborah Freeman, Carmen Huckabee, Alan Goddell. We lift up shut-in members, Phyllis Murphy, Wick Hopper, Fred and Faye Gillespie, Anna Martin, Ann Canfield, Wayne Dawson, and Shelley Roseborough. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now it's time for the tithes and offering. Thank you for your faithful supporting Centenary Church's missions and ministries over the year through your contributions. Today's vocalist of Anthem is Karen Bell.